വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
ഹലോ ലേണേഴ്സ്, ഐ അനുരൂപ ചേട്ടിയ, ഫാക്കൽറ്റി ഓഫ് ലോ അറ്റ് നാഷണൽ ലോ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഒറീസ, വെൽക്കംസ് യു ഓൾ ടു ദിസ് കോഴ്സ് ഓൺ ഇന്ത്യൻ ലീഗൽ സിസ്റ്റം. വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു സ്റ്റാർട്ട് വിത്ത് ആർ ഫസ്റ്റ് യൂണിറ്റ്, ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ദി ഇൻട്രൊഡക്ഷൻ ടു ലോ ആൻഡ് ലീഗൽ സിസ്റ്റം. വി ആർ ഓൾസോ ഗോയിങ് ടു ടച്ച് അപ്പോൺ ദ ഏരിയാസ് like the types of legal system and also the kinds of trial system. In the words of Professor Upendra Bakshi, he stated that the law is an enterprise that seeks to rule us all from cradle to the grave, whether as constitution confronting custom or as custom confronting constitution, and often indeed as the diverse combinatory prowess of both. In order to understand the definition, one must first understand the kinds of law, background or evaluation of legal systems, kinds of legal system and also associated concepts. So first, let's start with the evolution of legal system. Some sort of norms binding the constituent members of a community has always existed since the nomadic culture. These norms governed the relationship among members inter se, their right over property in the form of cattle, area of land and the like, duties towards each other and their properties, and towards community as a whole. These norms further developed when humans took to agriculture and a culture of settlement was established, which have defined territory and rights in relation to territory, which are more significant for them at that time. The society presupposes an understanding of what is right and what is wrong, what is permissible and what is not, what is it that needs to be done and what must be absolutely prohibited. This set of presumptions or code of conduct or value system, by whatever name you understood, later resulted in concepts like customs, relations, rules in relation to caste, citizenship and the like. This modern legal system which we know today owes its origin to this gradual evolution of this system of norms, which ultimately stand crystallized in the form of codified written law, which to a great degree kept absorbing such standard or code of behavior generally accepted by society at large as good or just. This is also one of the reasons as to why we see variations in system of norms across countries, and perhaps this is why it is said that law is a reflection of society. Now let's see what are the various types of legal system. Legal systems differ from country to country and sometimes even within the country. Some legal system may even have some degree of similarity due to shared history, societal composition, traditions and customs. Out of these, the common legal system and the civil law system are most widely followed in different parts of the world. First, let's see what is common law system. Common law, which is generally said to be emerged from pre-Norman times, where rules were different in each part of the country. To provide consistency, justices or the judges, they created a common law by drawing on customs across the country and rulings by monarchs. These rules developed organically and rarely written down. Therefore, it is said as uncodified. This implies that there is no complete compilation of legal principles and statutes. While common law relies on few statutes, which are a result of the decisions of the legislative authority, it is extensively based on the judicial decisions made in comparable cases. This common law system is mostly followed in US, England and Canada and also similar kinds of countries. Now let's understand what is the civil law system and how it is differ from the common law system. Civil law system is much older and more widely distributed than the common law. However, having said that, today every civil law country has developed its own unique legal system that is heavily influenced by history and tradition of civil law system as originally envisaged, and some degree of variations are apparent across most of the civil law system. This type of system is code-based, where judges do not interpret the law but instead follow the instructions, predetermined legal rules. Also, they are following the inquisitorial system, which we will be dealing in detail in our later sections. Written law and legal institutions of Rome form the foundation of civil law system. Civil law system is followed in most of Europe, all of Central and South America, parts of Asia and Africa, and even some areas of the common law world. Under the kinds of trial system, there are mostly applicable, that is the two types. One is adversarial and the other is the inquisitorial. Now, what is adversarial system? Adversarial system means both parties battle to win the case in their favor by developing and presenting their arguments, gather and submit evidences, call and question witnesses, and within the confines of certain prescribed rules of evidence and procedure. Now, both sides within the confines of procedure persuade a judge or jury, which remains neutral, impartial and passive throughout the proceeding to ensure fair hearing and ultimately delivers the decision again on the basis of law and procedure and facts. Evidence in the form of documents, witnesses and the like furnished by the parties themselves. The role of the judge or jury is limited to ensuring that parties receive equal opportunity to present and argue their cases and even defend the same. Deciding on the admissibility of evidence, relevance of questions to the case, etc. Most of the common law countries like the United States of America and the United Kingdom follow this adversarial model. India also follow this adversarial system of trial, but in no more has a jury system for the trial proceedings. Now let's see what is inquisitorial system. The inquisitorial system, the court is actively involved in conducting the trial, determining facts and finding the truth. Judges are actively involved in defining issues, gathering evidence, investigations and decision-making process. There are fewer juries, fewer lawyers and shorter court proceedings and more or less no convincing by the parties to a dispute, crime, controversy before a court. However, there is extensive use of written evidence as opposed to adversarial system. Pursuit of truth is the main objective with primary responsibility with the judge on a case for the same. Now, civil law countries such as France and the Netherlands follow this inquisitorial system, but this system of trial is not followed in India. This is all about this unit. In our next video, we will be dealing about the Indian legal system specifically. Thank you.